have to be your biggest fan. And when things are really tough and they're really rough and nothing's working, but there's something inside of you that says, I just have to follow that. Because you don't know who you're going to be, who you're going to be, who you're going to be.
Hello and welcome along to the third episode of Better Days. Wherever you're tuning in from across the world, thank you for joining us, and we really hope you enjoy today's episode. So it's one of my favorites. We're talking about the difference between following our head and our heart, the difference between guilt and shame, and how we can follow what it is we really want in life without feeling bad or feeling like we should be doing something different. This podcast is brought to you with thanks to Simprove. Jerry and I are big fans and we take it every single morning. So Simprove feels like the perfect brand to support and work with Better Days. Made simple, Simprove is a good health supplement, with 94% of customers saying they feel a difference within 12 weeks. It's different to other digestive supplements, as its water-based solution means that billions of bacteria in each and every shot are alive and active. The bacteria do not trigger digestion and get to work right away, supporting and balancing your gut. Stress and processed foods can cause us to have an imbalance of bacteria in our gut microbiome, and Simprove simply helps us rebalance. A 12-week course is recommended to see the full benefits, and on Mars Pharmacy, when you purchase 8 weeks, you receive those final 4 weeks for free. Head over to marspharmacy.ie or click on the link in the show notes for more. Jerry, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm great. My pleasure.
So this is a big topic, and when I put it out to the world to send us in problems people were facing or dilemmas, there were so many of the same dilemma coming in. I know this lady got in touch with you also, so it feels like a definite sign that we should cover this topic in particular. So I'll read it out and we'll discuss as always. Hi, Georgie. Loving the new podcast. I was wondering, do you have advice on a certain topic? Because my head is telling me one thing and my heart is telling me another. I moved to America 18 months ago with my two kids. We moved from my husband's job. It was a big decision as we have two small children aged 8 and 3. The plan was to move here for 3 years, save, come home, buy a house in Ireland. However, I didn't realize how much of an opportunity of life we had moving here, especially for my kids, and we've come to love it. I do have family that want me to come home and raise my children in Ireland. They feel my children need family around them, and my siblings would want our children growing up together. I think they feel like I'm taking my kids away from them. I miss my family so much, but my marriage and kids have never been more thriving. My parents understand I'm trying to do the right thing for my family, but I know they'll be saddened of the fact that I will live here permanently. I know it's going to cause such conflict in the family, so I haven't told them. We've been looking at houses here to buy. I'm dreading the conflict of it all. How would you manage a situation like this? Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
I was smiling there because in many ways it reflects my own life at the moment. People know I've been spending a lot of time in Portugal, and it feels more and more like home for me.
Really?
And this year we went back for Christmas, and it didn't feel like I was going home for Christmas. It was like I was going to visit people. And my wife's dad was unwell this Christmas, so we spent a lot of time with her family, rightly so. It meant I've had this for the first time in my life, in 45 years, I wasn't at my parents' on Christmas Eve. And I thought it would feel really weird. I thought it would feel wrong, but it actually felt fine because I knew I was where I was meant to be. Mm. And I think when it comes to decisions, Georgie, the advice I'd give everybody is make the decision that would bring you peace. You can't make a decision for other people. You can't make a decision based on what you think you should do. And peace has nothing to do with the brain. The brain will never know peace. In fact, the brain doesn't know any emotion. The brain can't experience an emotion. The brain only knows fear. And it is a threat detection system with one job to do, which is keep you alive. And the way it keeps you alive is by constantly pointing out every possible, potential or imagined threat in the world to keep you away from that. The only thing that really knows love is our heart. And the more science that we understand, the heart, like the gut, has a whole system of neurons by itself. Neurocardiology. The heart has a consciousness, just like the gut. The heart has an electromagnetic field that is far more powerful than the brain. Your ultimate truth lies not in the brain, but in your heart. So to go back to the age-old question, what is your heart asking you to do? That is the only thing that will bring you peace. To listen to our head might make logical sense, and we can spend the rest of our life trying to convince ourselves what we did was right because of all the logic. But that doesn't bring us peace. Peace is where you honor the calling of your heart. So I would say to this person, just think about this. And when you think about your life abroad and your children and you, how do you feel? Don't be telling me, well, it's good for my children, it's good for my this, it's good for my... How do you feel abroad? Because your husband wants you to be happy. And in a recent episode, we talked about emotional boundaries. How does it feel for you? Honor that. And if it feels wrong to be abroad, you need to acknowledge that. And you'll work away, somehow you'll work away through that. And if it feels right to be abroad, be abroad. How other people receive and how other people accept that has nothing to do with you. And a bit like we said before, if siblings, family members or other people are angry at you for honoring your heart, I wonder really should they be your friends? Is that really what family is about? Love is about setting people free. Free to be happy and free at peace. If your family truly love you, they will set you free. And the only acknowledgement they want is when they do see you or when they speak to you on Zoom, do you look happy? Do you sound happy? If your heart and soul is happy, isn't that the greatest gift a parent could have?
Do you get homesick or do you even believe in homesickness?
No, I don't get homesick. I believe home is in the heart. So in my last book, I wrote about this, funny enough. And like, obviously, I didn't know this was coming up. But in my last book, I talk in the last piece. It's a piece where I'm on the beach with Eli. We're playing in the sand. The sun is going down and he stands up to come because we have to go home and pack because tomorrow we're going to the airport. And in that moment, I realized that my home is with him and Bethany and Miriam. And wherever there, I'm home. When I'm in Portugal, I feel at peace here. And I don't know why.
Do you not know why?
I don't know why. It just feels right. I feel an expansiveness. I feel something. And the only other place I've ever felt that was when I spent time in Africa. I think when we go places, I go to other beautiful places, but it doesn't feel right. And I'm like, God, this is a great place, but I would never live here. It doesn't feel right for me to live there. And the more we become in tune, we realize that no two people are the same. No two souls are the same. So you have to put yourself in a place that feels right for you. The west of Ireland never felt right for me. Even though I was born and reared there, it never felt right. Ireland doesn't feel right most of the time for me. So whether it's the sunshine, the blue skies, whether it's something. So you have to begin to listen to that deeper wisdom, that deeper knowing. Where feels like home for me? And it's not about what you should do. It's not about trying to keep other people happy. My siblings will be upset. Why would your siblings be upset if you're happy? So allow yourself to be happy. Listen to your heart. Or that other beautiful question, what would love do? If you truly loved yourself in this one short, beautiful life that we get, where would you live? Then go live there and be there. And be there with all your heart.
It's like what Martha Beck says about choosing what makes you feel warm over what makes you feel cold. It's such a simple tool in order to listen to your heart and lean in towards what makes you feel good. Do you think it's an Irish thing that we're like, we should do this and this is the right thing to do? Is that embedded in us or is that just a human thing?
I think it's a human thing. And as we said before, the family plays such an important role for many good reasons and some unhealthy reasons. Like, we feel we should be around to mind our parents. We feel we should be mind around to help our children. We need to think that my children should grow up with their cousins. Should they?
Yeah.
Who said that? As long as my children are growing up with great people who have good values and make my children feel happy, and that's okay. So I just think there's a lot of shoulds in general in life, Georgie, that we use. Oh, I should be married. I should settle down. I should take the safe job. I should do this. That is the brain. And at the start of this, we said the brain deals with should. It wants safety, predictability, and logic. That's all the brain wants. It's terrified of anything other than that. The heart wants love. The heart wants adventure. The heart is always trying to tell us life is short. We get one crack at it. What the hell would I be settling for? Simple and logic and basic. And I just think you have to set your heart free. It is the greatest, it is the most powerful wisdom we have. And when you honor the dictates of your heart, you will never be wrong. But if you're honoring your brain and denying your heart, you'll always be wrong.
When you went to Portugal and moved your life there, was it important for you to find friends? Or like, I always find that my Irish friends who live abroad have really good friends around them that are like family, and they look out for each other. They meet up every Sunday. They have all of these rituals that they do together. If you're starting out in a new city, is it important for you to make those connections?
I think it is for me, and everybody's different again. So me and Miriam are very different. As I said, I'm a recluse. So I love being by myself. I don't feel the need to be meeting up with people all the time. In fact, sometimes it's absolutely not what I want. Miriam is very communal and very social. And I think when people move abroad, it's a bit like we said in previous episodes, both people, all people in the relationship have to say, what do I need? So what makes me feel safe? What makes me, because what feels like home for one person might feel terrible for the other person. So Miriam needs community, and she needs to be able to go to yoga. She needs to be able to meet people. Like, what was important for me was, do I know that my kids will be safe? So am I moving to a safe environment? Is there a good medical system there? It's like the basics. And after that, once I know that, should anything happen to my children, we've good medical care. After that, we can make it what it wants to be. I keep a very small network of friends. I love to socialize, doing simple stuff, walk on the beach. So you need to know what you want. We couldn't live in a city. Me and Miriam were just, I don't know, maybe we were brought up in the country. We'd die death if we had to live in a city. Sometimes the easiest things in our life would be to live in the city, and we'd have more success living in the city. But that doesn't bring us alive. Sometimes people want to live in the West of Ireland, and it's magnificent to live in the West of Ireland. But when I'm in the West of Ireland, it does nothing for me. And everyone says, oh, I love the beaches and I love Donegal and Sligo. It is the most magnificent coastline on the planet. I will give you that. But it does nothing for me. I'm standing there, I'm like, I don't want to be here. And I'm over here in Portugal, and people say Portugal's burned out, it's dried up, and there's nothing in it. And its beauty is nothing compared to the beauty of Ireland. I'm like, I get all of that. But I know how I feel when I'm here. And that's how we have to be. So everybody has to understand, what does it take for me to feel safe, to feel at home, and for me to be fully alive? What are the financial, the physical, psychological, and emotional things that I need? And then when you're in that environment, see, can this environment meet my needs?
Yeah. I think everywhere we look now when it comes to the wellness world is people saying, if you're connected, if you have friends, you will live forever. And I'm like you, Jerry. I love to be by myself. you know, when it comes to that connection, but like in your heart and soul, you just want to stay in by yourself. Like there's nothing wrong with that, right?
I mean, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So if somebody is happy, if somebody is, it's like a child who loves to be independent and doesn't love playing football. So I have certain members of my family said, geez, Eli should be playing football now. We should be playing hurling. He had no interest in it. He loves to sing and dance and play music. So like, there's a great expression that says, if your kid gets an A in dance and a D in maths, don't get a maths tutor. Get a dance tutor, because that's what they want. So like, I could force Eli, and I've tried to bring him, because I love football. I love Gaelic football. I love hurling. But at the minute, he has absolutely no interest in it. And I say, oh, it's good for him to play sport. Of course it's good for him to play sport. But it's good for him to feel connected. It's good for him to do what he loves. And when I see him singing and dancing, he's such an entertainer. I'm like, wow, that's... So sometimes life can be very prescriptive. You need to eat more protein. You need to have this. You need to do 10,000. You need... Who knows? That prescription is generic information for generic people in a generic world. A, the world is not generic. We are not generic beings. We are soulful beings, which means we're different. And that which brings my soul alive is different to everybody else. So we have to find what sets our soul free. Sport is phenomenal. I love it. It's not for everybody. Singing and dancing is not for everybody. Like, people find amazement in all types of activities. And for some people, that's in big communities where they love these flash mobs and they love parties and they love, you know, going to these big festivals in the summer. And for other kids, that's like, that's the worst thing in the world. And if you're trying to force someone to do something that doesn't feel right for them because you think it's good for them, you need to question that. So that beautiful book that says follow the bliss, expose your children, expose yourself to as many different things as possible, and just watch and observe what ignites their imagination, what ignites their joy, what ignites the curiosity, what makes our soul come alive. That's what they're meant to be doing.
A huge thanks to Simpru for supporting Better Days. I must say my days are always brighter and better when I start with my shot of Simpru. In fact, over 100,000 people start their day with it too. I even take my Simpru on holidays. I like to stay in my routine, and Simpru is a part of it. So I will choose to pack my little bottles of Simpru over extra pairs of shoes any day. So let's hear from a few of their customers to see what they have to say about Simpru, because they have over 5,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. One person said, game changer for my stomach issues. Wouldn't go without it now. Highly recommend. While another said, first few days I didn't notice much of a difference, but by day 4 I had no bloating and felt more energetic. Almost a week in now and I'm loving it. You can head over to marspharmacy.ie or click in the link in the show notes to get 4 weeks of your 12-week course for free. That brings me on to the question, how do we speak our truth without feeling guilty? Because I'm getting really good at speaking my truth as I move through my life, but I can't get rid of the guilt.
Yeah, guilt sometimes, it's a learned response, and it's a response that sometimes can actually prove we're doing the right thing. So the danger is that we become people pleasers to avoid guilt, or that we limit what we say to avoid guilt. So when we don't feel guilt, it's because we're living within a certain paradigm. The moment you start to feel guilt, it means you're shifting, you're changing. Feel the guilt, keep moving. Keep moving, because the guilt is an indicator. Too many people live their life so they don't feel angry, so they don't feel guilty. And that is emotional repression, and that is emotional suppression. Feel the guilt, because now you're changing, and be okay. I feel a little bit guilty, and let that emotion rise and let it come. And then realize that guilt is not a good or a bad thing. But the more you become okay with it, is the less you begin to experience it. So of course, nobody wants to be going around guilty. The last thing I'll say on this is it's very important that we distinguish between shame and guilt. Guilt is I did something wrong. So did you do something wrong? Or was it you did something that other people didn't like? Does that make it wrong? But guilt, even if you did something wrong, if you upset someone, if you hurt someone, guilt is a normal emotion. It means I did something wrong. It is an acknowledgement. And I do things wrong every day. I shout at people. I give out to people. I ask Natasha, you know.
I can't imagine you, Jerry, shouting at anyone.
I'm telling you, I do. But that's guilt is okay because you recognize that was wrong. That doesn't feel right. Shame, however. So guilt is I did something wrong. Shame is I am wrong. And that is a massively different emotion. Some people say I feel guilt, but they're actually feeling shame. I'm wrong for making my sister feel like that. I'm wrong for making my mother feel like that. I am wrong for demanding that. I am wrong.
I am a bad friend because I didn't write back in that moment.
I'm a bad friend, which is linked to I'm a bad person.
Okay.
And that's where we have to liberate ourselves. So the question you need to ask is, who am I? What are my values? What does living those values look like? What does honoring my truth look like? What does living with compassion look like? And set yourself free to do that. So when you look in the mirror, regardless of what the world is saying about you, am I living my values? Am I making my decisions from a place of love and truth? Am I honoring my emotional needs? Am I setting my soul free? And if the answer is yes, you don't need to ask any more questions. How other people respond to your success, to your happiness, to your freedom and your liberation has nothing to do with you. And the last thing I'll say on this one is not everybody, this is going to be new shocker information. Not everybody wants you to be successful. Not everybody wants you to be happy. When you win the lotto, not everyone is going to be happy for you. People will criticize you. People will judge you. And no matter what you do, you can never please most people. So we have to accept that other people's reactions to us and to the decisions we make about our life. And if those decisions are based on setting myself free, honoring my emotional needs and making myself happy, if people can't be happy that you're happy, that says more about them than it does about you.
And that lady is almost trying to fit into other people's expectations of her. So the cousins with the kid, they want to play, they want to be raised together. It's, you know, you should live in Ireland. It actually seems like her parents are more understanding than her siblings.
It was funny that line, my siblings will be, you know, annoyed that that's their opinion. And of course, they love their kids. So they're going to think their kids are the greatest kids in the world so that it would be a blessing for any kids to be raised with my kids. But just double check that. You might be a bit biased there. It's like, come on, that's their opinion. You know, I was doing an Instagram or podcast live once with a lady that was in Australia and she'd built her whole life and her podcast and her whole income was based on being an Australian. And without even knowing it, she said to me on the podcast, I'm half thinking of coming home, but I don't know. It's going to be a big decision. I'm going to give it a year or two to think about whether I should come home. What do you think I should do? And I just asked her straight out. I said, what's your heart asking you to do? And she said, I think I want to come home. I said, then you have to come home. Don't spend 3 years thinking about it. Just come home. And then it was like, but how about this? That doesn't make sense. Just come home and it'll all make sense. And within a couple of weeks, she packed up and moved home and her life has transformed. And every barrier she thought and every person she thought she would offend and upset and every obstacle that she thought she would encounter either didn't happen or she found a way of overcoming it. So follow your heart. It is the greatest wisdom there is. Nobody in the universe can give you advice that is more true to you than the advice you can give yourself.
What is the quickest way to find the answer? Is it in silence? Do we run from the silence because we're afraid of what might come up there?
It's allow. There's a beautiful song we might share it. I won't even attempt to sing it, but it says, I'm allowing everything to just be. Allow that person to be angry with you without the need to fix it. Allow people to have their opinions about you. We as humans struggle so much when someone is angry at us that we want to rush in and make them not angry. But their anger is their emotion. Let them feel that. If that's the emotion they're choosing, let them feel it. So at times things will feel uncertain. At times things will feel uneasy. don't rush in to solve them. It's like the minute you feel guilt or shame, you rush back to take it away. And the only way you can take it away is by not doing the action. Allow yourself to feel shame. Allow yourself to feel guilt. Allow other people to criticize you. Allow other people to have their opinions about you. Allow it.
Why, Jerry?
Because if I'm so worried about what Georgia Crawford thinks about me, the minute Georgia becomes angry at me, I have to now rush back and remodify my thinking, my actions and behaviors to undo your anger. But maybe the reason you're angry at me is because I've stepped into my own power, or I've called something out in you, or I've seen something in you, and maybe your anger has nothing to do with me. So why would I bother going back trying to fix it? Your anger is you. I'm not going to fix you. So just allow. Allow people to be upset at your times. You don't need to fix it. As long as, I said, you can look in the mirror and you're living your life in a way that makes sense to you, and from your best analysis, you're living life from a place of love and compassion. That's it. Don't be rushing in to fix everybody else's situation. What do people think of me? It's like when someone says, what does that person think of you, Jerry? They hate you. Okay. I might want to know at some point why, but like, that's okay. They don't like you. They think your content is nonsense. That's okay. That's okay. Just continue doing your thing. So we get overly concerned about people's reaction to us. And we get so caught up then in trying to fix their reaction to us that we stop doing what we're meant to be doing. Or we change our behavior, we change our thinking so they don't have that reaction. We live within their limits. We dance the dance they want us to dance. We become the dancing monkey. When I'm no dancing monkey anymore now, I hear my music and I will dance my dance. And what other people say, and I think I've said this before, the people dancing were said to be insane only by the people who couldn't hear the music. Nobody else in the world knows how I feel when I'm in Portugal. But I know. So living in Portugal might seem crazy to many people who can't hear what I hear when I'm here, who can't feel what I feel when I'm here. And sometimes it's in a relationship. You fall in love with somebody and everybody in your family says, why would you fall in love with that person? That's the wrong person for you. You should be in a relationship with a different type. And you're like, but nobody else can hear what I hear. Nobody else can feel what I feel when I'm with that person. And I will be the judge. And when you allow yourself, when you allow your heart to be the judge, it is the greatest judge there is.
Excellent. I love that. And I hope that this family, I think when they were writing into us, she knows the answer. And I hope through listening to this podcast today that she can lean towards what makes her feel warm.
I think that's a really important point you pointed out, Georgie. They say politicians always know what's right. They always know the right thing to do. The challenge they have is, how do I do the right thing and get elected? Most people, when they come to me with a coaching question, just like you said, they already know the answer. What they're looking for me is, how do I give myself permission to do what I know to be true? How do I allow the voice of my heart be louder than the voice of my family? So most of us, when you get into the level of your heart, you already know the answers. The question is, can you give yourself? So what I'm asking this lady is, can you give yourself permission to honor the answer you already know?
Yes. I love it. Jerry, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that episode, and I especially loved the little piece about guilt. Just flipping the way you think about something can bring you so much peace. And that was my huge takeaway from today. So thank you to everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. We hope you enjoyed that one wherever you are in the world. And if you are across the world, make sure to send us a message. Let us know where you're listening from. We love to hear from you. And also, wherever you're listening, if you could leave us a 5-star review and hit that follow button on your podcast app, wherever you're listening, on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, we would really appreciate the support. So if you want to catch Jerry in person, he'll be in the Johnstown Estate on Sunday, April 14th for his next Soul Sunday event. It's called Unleash and Elevate Your Potential. Tickets are on sale now over on soulspace.ie. And I know that whenever I see Jerry in person, in real life, doing his thing, it has such an incredible impact. So that event will be amazing. While here at The Good Glow, we are launching our 7-day setup. It's online, taking place from January 15th. Hundreds of people are taking on this 7-day challenge together, where we're going to become clear about what it is we want this year, put a real plan in action so we can step into the rest of the year aligned and focused. There's meditations, affirmation practices, visualizations, and more. All you need is 10 minutes a day. That's 1% of your day. And you can sign up now over on thegoodglow.ie. We'll see you next time.
You have to be your biggest fan. And when things are really tough and they're really rough, and nothing's working, but there's something inside of you that says, I just have to follow that, because you don't know who you're